Oh, Frankie Alberson. Deer. Like a dear friend or
Oh, like
the
the animal?
four deer.
The animal.
Oh, yes. Is see.
Now, every word we're going to ask you to say two times, if you would. Could you say that again?
Is see.
And remember, we talked about that little bug that goes in a hole. Catherine calls it a doodle bug, the lolo.
Lolo.
One more time.
Lolo.
And if you were talking to a group of people and they all had a pet lolo, you could say to them, your lolo. You could say, Hachini Lolo. Could you say that?
Hachin Lolo.
One more time.
Hachin Lolo.
Then we talked, I think this might have been a word you didn't know, but I'll try again. We talked about that kind of bug. Catherine thinks it's something like a bumblebee out in the woods, Hati Mimi. Can you say it?
Hati Mimi.
Perfect. One more time.
Hati Mimi.
Can you say it?
Halambo.
One more time.
Halambo.
Another word that I wanted to ask you, Frankie, is a word that somebody told me a few years ago, and this may not have been a word that I heard from you, but there's a Chickasaw man's name, which I have written in the dictionary as Ba Tambi. Do you know that word?
I've heard it this way. Iba Tambi.
One more time.
Iba Tambi.
How would you say somebody went blind?
Somebody went blind.
The word Shamba?
Shamba. Shamba.
Could you say the word for tree?
Iti.
Again?
Iti.
And how about post oak?
That's something that we were on last time, and I didn't know. Post
Shisha,
oak.
people say?
Chisha. I've heard that. Two.
Can you say it again?
Chisha.
And mulberry?
Mulberry.
Behick?
I'd have to think a while to be.
Again?
Behick.
And poke salad?
Kushiba.
One more time?
Kushiba. That's one I didn't know either. Tiok. I've heard that. Tiok.
One more time.
Tiok.
And could you say the word for road?
Hina.
Again?
Hina.
And barn?
Pichaha.
One more time.
Pichaha. Pillow. A species.
One more
A
time.
species.
And foot.
What?
Foot. E. I'm just looking for E.
E.
One more time.
E.
Okay. And how about the word for mouth?
Mouth. Itia. Itia. You can pronounce it either way. Itia. Itia.
And how do you say lips?
Yeah. That don't come to me. Lips.
Catherine, could you say your word for lips?
Gilbert.
Etelby? Yes. I've heard that. Etelby.
One more time?
Etelby.
Okay, and how about nose?
Ebichilla.
One more time?
Ebichilla.
And how would you say somebody's got a cold?
Somebody's got a cold. Let's see. How would I put that?
Ebichilla.
Yeah. One more time? Ebichilla. A what?
A tail of an animal.
A simbish.
One more time.
A simbish.
And could you say the word for yes?
Yes.
E.
I know they say that yeah. E.
Again?
E. Toglo.
Again.
Toglo.
And how do you say it's raining?
Umba.
One more time.
Umba.
And he's eating?
He's eating? Impa.
Mm-hmm.
Impa.
And he's buying it.
Buying it. Chumpa.
Again?
Chumpa. Abika.
Again?
Abika.
And I'm sick?
Asabika.
Again?
Asabika.
And how would you say,
Frankie,
I'm sick?
You what? Oh, I see now. I made him sick.
Right.
Abika chili took, yeah.
Could you say that again?
Abika chili took.
And how about I made you sick?
Achibika.
Not you sick, but I made you sick.
Oh. Isabikachi? Isabikachi.
Okay. And how about could you say I made you sick, like I gave you some poison
or something like that, and I made you sick.
You wanted to say that to Catherine. What I'm looking for is
achibikashlituk, or maybe achibikachilituk. It could be either way. I mean, they could say it either way. Achibikashlituk. Achibikashlituk.
Okay. And he got sick for her. I think we talked about this one last time, and it's a little difficult to say exactly what it means.
Mm-hmm.
But the word I'm looking for is imambika.
Imambika. That would, you know, if you had a child that was sick, that's the way we would put it.
Like
imambika.
She pulled out imambika.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you say that whole sentence? She pulled out imambika. Great.
How do you say he washes me?
He washes me.
Asachifa. Okay.
Ela Chifa.
And it gets washed. It is washed.
Achifatuk.
Okay. Can you just say
Achifa?
Achifa. One more time.
Achifa.